You're listening to Anything Goes with the gorgeous Miss Ibarra, with your host, Crystal Ibarra, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey guys, it's Crystal Ibarra from Santa Ana, California. How's it going? So, last week we had a guest, Clever, Slugger Entertainment. I love how he was very open about everything. And that's the thing. You got to be open and honest and ready to talk about it. And nothing should be embarrassed or shameful. Everything's learning experience. You know what I mean? Life is about trial and lessons, and you learn from them. The most important thing is what you do next. It counts. And he was very open about, you know, the drinking. Like, I was shocked because I was ready to bring him a drink. And no, he didn't want to drink. He wanted a tonic water. I was like, tonic and gin? Like, gin? Like, no, just tonic water. So, yeah. And it was cool. And I met this lady, and she was really nice. She was a really nice girl. So I wish them the best, and you'll be seeing a lot of us, Clever and I. We're going to do a lot of collaborations, whether he likes it or not. That's so sad. What do you say? I was always crazy. Yeah, I've always been the one with the mouth. If something's not right, I've always spoke on it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it is what it is. What's right is right. What's wrong is wrong. And I'm that girl to call you out on it or any situation. Like, I call myself out all the time. You know what I mean? Like, so, yeah. On a sadder note, last week, someone who I trusted, and I thought he was a friend, and it was just really simple. He just goes, oh, hey, you know, certain people can still know your location and this and that. And at the time, I think he was talking about the Chomo and how he was going through my apps, whatever. Any long story short is he took my phone and he was going to fix the app. Well, tell me why he sent himself $150 first transaction. Come in to investigate. He had already done that. So that's already $300. Like, he's always crying, you're a single dad. Like, I really thought we were friends because I was always there for him and he was there for me. Like, when that's the worst kind of person that knows the struggles, know that you're down, you hit rock bottom and you're trying to make yourself better. And they're telling you shit about people you're hanging out with, like, oh, they're losers, or why are you even trying to contact that guy, or that guy's a loser, like this and that. And he's just going off on everybody. And I'm thinking, wow, he's like a really good friend. He really cares. And no, he's a fucking thief. So just be careful who you associate with. And even though you think you can trust them, you know, just always be cautious, always be alert, know your surroundings. And yeah, this one just like, you know, I can't believe it. Can't believe it. So, yeah. And then we have birthday parties coming up. Yes, my niece. She'll be 13. She don't have a DJ and everything. I don't know if I'm going. I'm kidding. I already got a room. I don't know if I'm driving back home. That's the question. Yeah, because that's how Mexicans do it. We go to a party and their parties never end till like 5 in the morning or something. And then the funny part is that my brother will go to bed. He will throw a fucking big ass party, dope party. Everybody's having the time of their life. And once he's done and he's ready to go to bed, like, he's done. That's it. You're not going to fucking wake him up. You're not. Like, he will leave all his friends. That's what me and Claire were talking about. Like, he would leave all his friends out there. Then you're fucked. He's going to bed. He's going to bed. But yeah. What else? Oh, yeah. So, comedy. We will be performing on, let's see, with Cassidy. Mr. Cassidy from Costa Mesa is back. He's bringing it back to Fountain Valley. I was shocked when he emailed me. I got to give it to David Perkins. That's my ex, my manager, he took care of my kid when she was 3 years old when her dad left her. He's always been there. And it's just something that, you know, they say exes, you can never be friends with your exes. They're horrible, this and that. Like, me and him went through hell and back, and guess what? We are besties. No, you can never be besties with your exes. that's because he doesn't have a girlfriend and you don't have anybody, but wait till they get somebody. And that's when I will respect that. Like, I wouldn't, he has a girl, then, you know, I wouldn't call him or anything. Like, no, if she makes him happy, she makes him happy. And that's all I want for him. That's all. Like, he's such an amazing guy. Just didn't work out with us because, you know, the drinking and, you know, the rehab. And I wasn't in my right state of mind. Fuck. But yeah, we're going to call him right now. Let's see what we're, what he is doing. Let's see. Let's see. Yeah. So he's going to call in a minute. We're going to hear from him. He is someone who I talk to all the time. All the time. His struggle, like rehab, being in rehab for so long, and his battles and struggles have helped me understand the addiction and educate myself with alcoholism. And, you know, I was so ignorant. I was like, if you want to stop, you can stop. Like, you know, no excuses. Like, I was really cold-hearted towards him. Like, I didn't understand. And in that time, I didn't understand how he allowed that. So then I use that in his excuse, and I did my drugs or whatever. And so basically we're just like, what do you call it? We're like codependent on each other, like just for that. But it wasn't, yeah. Let's see if he answers. Yeah, so it's David Perkins, and really, really good friend. I always thought I'm going to be the best man at his wedding. And he's probably not going to answer because he's probably at work, as he should be.
Hello?
Oh, hello. You're on speaker.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going? Oh, I was just talking about you, how, like, we're together and, like, you know, how exes don't really talk, but you and me have this amazing connection, whether we like it or not. You're not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, we've been around a lot. Been around each other a long time.
It's 11 years. 11 years. Can you believe it?
Yeah. And we raised kids together.
Yeah. So respect. You know, they weren't his kids. He helped me out when she was 3, and that's all she knows. You know, she calls him dad. She don't even, her biological dad, she calls him by his first name. You know. So. Yeah, so questions.
Yeah.
So when, like, is it, do you feel like it's harder to talk to me now rather than before, or am I easier to talk to now?
You're a lot easier to talk to now.
Damn it, I knew it, because like, I had Clever here and he was like, no, you're crazy.
You know, before, you know, you can flip out or whatever, and I'm just like, oh shit, now, you know, you're over there, but if you flip out, I'm just like,
you just hang up on me? Is that what you do? Oh, it's fucked. I thought we were friends, man. You just hang up on the bitch, huh? See? Nobody will understand us. And then, like, I think a lot of people think, oh, it's because you guys don't, like, wait till you have, like, one person send me a message. They're like, wait till you have, he has a girlfriend or you find somebody. Will you guys still have the same relationship? I go, yeah. But he probably won't talk to me because of respect for her. But if he were ever call, I would answer. Like, you know?
Yeah, there'll be times when we're not talking, but, you know, we'll still talk, you know?
Yeah, like, I'm not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere, so get used to it. Yeah. You were my manager at one point. We traveled a lot, and, you know, also, too, you working for Bar Rescue. You know? If it wasn't for...
certain things that, like, I talked to you about that, you know, I'm more comfortable talking to you about, and then there's certain things I think you're more comfortable talking to me about because of our history.
Yeah, you know what, you're right. And you know what it is too, because you've already been through it, so you have the experience. So that's why I'm not going to go to someone who has no experience. What the fuck are they going to tell me? No, I want somebody who went through the system, went through the withdrawal, went through everything, and can honestly give me like an honest answer. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
We've seen each other through bad times and through great times, so we're, you know.
Yeah, there are, like, a lot of bad times, but the good outtakes the bad. I got to give you that.
And yeah, that was definitely more good than bad.
And there was a lot of loyalty. That was another thing. Loyalty. Loyalty. These people don't know what loyalty is. But there was a lot of loyalty. I never cheated on the guy. Like, no. Like, we were always together. Like, yeah. we were at a hip. Where's David? Where's Crystal? Where's Crystal? Where's David? You know?
Even though we never got married, everybody just assumed we were married.
Yeah. Everybody thought we were married. And we're like, you know, it's funny. We never got married. I was divorced. You were never married. Like, we never got married. It wasn't for us, you know? It wasn't. Yeah. So, I mean. Yeah, a lot of people trip out on that. Like, and you know, like I said, a lot of people ask for you. Like, when I'm around them, they're like, oh, I like that guy, David. I'm like, oh, I did too at one point.
Yeah, people still bring you up too here and there.
Yeah, they ask about me because I'm that one that, you know, and you're that one guy.
Yeah.
You know? We're two peas in a pod. And yeah, unfortunately, life happened. But I'm grateful for everything that happened.
Yeah, me too.
I am so grateful. Like, everything that happened, I would not take back. From the bad ones to the good times. Like, they're all lessons. We learn from it, you know, growth. And I mean, sometimes I learn from it. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it takes me a little bit to get it, but eventually I'll get it.
Yeah, I think it took you a little bit longer.
Just a little bit longer.
We learned.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Life's about learning, and we did learn. And I don't care what you say. You can be friends with your exes and, like, be.
It is possible.
And there's no sex. There's nothing. They're, you know, like a real friendship. Like, you call me, I'm there. I call you. Like, you know. And it's just that. It is sad. Sometimes, don't get me wrong. I used to think about it. Like, it used to make me mad. Like, what the fuck? Like, why couldn't it work out when we were together? Like, why couldn't this be like this? And, like, I would get in my moments. And I would, you know, I know. But as females, we get more into our, we get into our moments. And I used to get mad. Like I would get mad at you. But it wasn't your fault. It was, like, both of us. But I blamed you for everything. Because I was like, if you wanted our family, you would have kept us together. Now until I realized, bitch, you got a problem too. Get it together. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I also had to know when I was wrong, you know? Like, I had to know, like, correct myself. And, dude, I was crazy. I'm crazy. I was cray-cray.
I remember it many times.
Yeah. And you were so calm. I've never met someone so calm like you. Like, there was times where I was like, if I was a guy, I would deck her. Like, this bitch wants to talk like a dude. We're going to fucking come at her like a dude. Like. And you didn't. You were so respectful. You always just walked away, got some air, and then you came back. But that made me more mad. Oh, you want to walk away from me?
Yeah, this fight is not over yet.
You can't just walk away from me. Who do you think you is? Oh, but yeah, no, it's funny that, because like I said, like, Clever was there, and he said, nah, you're crazy. He's like, the fuck? You don't see the change in me? I'm all mad about it. The fuck? You don't want beer? You know? Yeah, so how's Texas?
It's hot.
It's hot.
It's hot. I don't know. It's supposed to be over 100 degrees every day. I can't take it.
Oh, shit.
But everywhere you go, there's air conditioning, so that's all right.
Yeah.
I can't be
outside. Oh, okay.
I'm outside on the balcony right now, and I just see all kinds of wild animals.
Like, what do you guys have? Like, coyotes and shit?
Raccoons and skunks and all kinds of little animals.
Hmm.
It's crazy, but I don't know. They don't bother me. I'm not gonna mess with them.
So in Texas, you can't smoke weed, right? It's illegal.
Well, in like 99% of Texas, it's a crime, but in Austin, it's a little more lenient.
When you say it's a crime, like, is a crime where I can go to jail? What? For a joint?
I don't know how bad it is, but from what I hear, it's bad.
Damn.
In Austin, it's a little more relaxed.
That's where our...
The mayor told the cops that you know, if you catch somebody smoking or with weed, then, you know, let it go.
Oh, okay.
So it's not that big of a deal here in the city, but everywhere else it is.
So what do you think is, like, the main drug going around here in Texas?
Everybody's dying right now around here from fentanyl.
Oh, shit. Yeah, over here, too.
The last couple of weeks, two people in my apartment complex OD'd.
Oh, shit.
And, I don't know. It's just, you know, it's in everything, but mainly people are just doing fentanyl.
Yeah.
But you know, even the people that are the tweakers that are doing meth, they're getting sick off of fentanyl, too, because
it's like lace in there and shit, huh?
Yeah. It helps them keep them coming because they get sick when they don't have it.
You know how at one point in Vegas, you would get more in trouble for having marijuana than having methamphetamine back in the day? My cousin wouldn't want to be fucking caught with fucking marijuana, but she'll be caught with shit. I was like, what the fuck?
I was still smoking in Vegas when it was no tolerance.
Yeah, so that's what I think of Texas.
I think it's pretty much, I think it's like that. But I don't know. I still see everybody, like, you know, everybody's smoking everywhere I go. Like, I smell it, so.
Yeah, and you're sober. Wait, So no smoking, no drinking, nothing. That's good. You're amazing. That's how. What's the name? Clever said he did 3 years without alcohol.
Yeah.
He goes, you got to stop one point.
Yeah, my since November I've been doing pretty good.
That's good. Well, I've been good for 2.5 seconds. Yeah, I don't look for it, but if it's there and it comes to me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't. you know what I'm saying? I'm not looking for it, but it came to me. Like, it is. Oh, I don't say no.
I
don't say no. They want to send me to rehab. No, no, no. Yeah. I think the only thing that helps me, like, when I get the urge or whatever, anxiety or whatever, is the cartridge pin. And I'll just take a hit, meditate, relax, analyze my problem, analyze it some more, process it some more, and then I'll deliver. But I got to get in my thinking space. Because before I would just deliver and it would be all stupid. You didn't even think about it. You don't even know what the fuck's going on. I would just jump to it, you know? Dude, but remember when I was doing drugs, like, I would make you go get up and get them.
That was the hard part, because for you, if I didn't have it, it wasn't, like, you know.
Well, because it wasn't fair. Like, how, okay, you didn't have anything for me, but you're going to be, you have your drug?
I mean, I could just go to
7-Eleven. That's a you problem. That was a you problem. We as a team, we was united, so if I don't get high, you don't get high. How about that? You know, I'm going to fuck it up for everybody. You know? I'm like that. Fuck it up for everybody. Fuck, you want to get high? Yeah.
Remember those days when I worked the morning shift, you worked the night shift, and then we crossed paths, like, for 30 minutes, like, I'd be coming home, we'd be going to work, and as soon as you got to work, I was like, all right, 8 hours, I'm going to drink.
You were so, I hated you right then, because you're like, oh, I'm going to be awake for you. I'm not even going to eat dinner. I'm going to wait for you, this and that. And in my head, I'm thinking, cool, he's going to be waiting for me. We're going to have dinner, and we're going to talk, or we're going to do something. And guess what I would find? You fucking snoring, dead asleep, dead ass asleep. I couldn't get you up. Now, yeah, see, we learned from it. See, now in your next relationship, you're going to know. You know what? Let's talk about it. We're not going to, you know, we're not doing this. Communication's key, and that's what you're right. We learn from all of this. Yeah, you never know. You know?
Now I don't, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, drink like that anymore.
Yeah. But, like, are you going to be, like, and this is on, like, not to be fucked up or anything, like, Is it like, if, let's say you have a girlfriend, she likes to have a beer here and there. Is that a turn off, or is that like a no, that's okay, you can do it? Or because technically it's not fair, just because you have a problem, I can't have one.
I'll have a drink or something, but I mean,
Yeah.
I'll probably go and, say, all right, that's it.
Back then you couldn't do that. Back then it was just once we started, you fucking finished. I remember.
I never bought one drink
Now
or,
you would buy the fucking pint because if you think about it, money wise, it's cheaper. And I was like, what the fuck? The handle, sorry, that was even worse.
$2 more, I could just buy a single bottle of
Oh,
wine.
look at you, Mr. Shave Money.
I know, and then I would think too, I was like, all right, I can make this bottle last a few days. It'd be gone the same day.
Yes, it would. And then you would fucking walk to the liquor store and get the girls. They thought you were the coolest. Get them whatever they want. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you would go out or order pizza, and like, to them it was cool. And to me, I didn't understand it. And I was very mean about it. I was just like, when you want to quit, you quit. Or, and I was very ignorant, you know what I mean? Like the way I would talk, and I didn't know. Like I wasn't educated in that aspect. I always just thought, you stop like water, you just stop it. And I was on you all the time, like, why can't you just, And I was wrong for that. Instead of being there for you, and instead of being supportive and understanding and trying to figure out, let's figure out why. And I didn't do that. I was so busy focused on myself that you were just like, oh my God, I can't think for both of us,
Yeah, I mean, back then too, we didn't really believe in rehab or anything like that. It was just like, all right,
know, your
fight
rehab
through
is get your
it.
ass up and go to work.
Stop or like, just a little bit or just on the weekend or whatever.
Yeah.
It was, there was no rehab or like,
Yeah.
real problem or anything. It was just like, all right, just don't do it.
You fucking get the chills for 5 days and shit.
Yeah.
Like you're all throwing up and like, oh, I had the flu for 5 days. And then you know what? You were sober for a few days and then go right back at it again. And you're like, what the fuck? What's the whole point of this? But I wouldn't change anything. I wouldn't change anything. I think it made us stronger. Like the bond, the relationship, like let's be honest, exes do not are not supposed to be friends or get along or whatever. And no, yes, you can. We're humans. Like what the, I don't want to know anything about him. I don't want to know anything about your bitch. I don't want, no, I want to know that you're okay, that you love her, that you're healthy, you're happy, you're, I want to know everything, the good parts.
We didn't talk because I mean we went for a while without talking here and there,
Yeah.
and even though, I would still pray. I was like, no matter what, I pray for God.
No, I know. I would pray too. But no, I know. No, I would pray on you, but I never prayed for you to have find somebody. And that's where I went wrong because I was being selfish. I know I was selfish. I was the love will always be there. Like you are the father to my kid. You stepped it up when her fucking dad left, She was only
Yeah.
three. She only knows you. So yeah. I'll always be grateful and you'll always be there. And whoever, like now I know, like, well, if you have a problem with it, then keep it moving. 'Cause this is my life, my circle, my surroundings. This is, a lot of
Yeah.
what people think is weird, that to each his own. What works for us, what works for my girls.
Exactly. I mean, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. I can't change what anybody else's opinion is, but I'm good. I'm cool. You're good. That's how, I'm glad kids are cool. That's all that matters. Everybody, if they don't like it, it's on them.
Yeah.
Pretty me at all.
Yeah. And like you probably get a lot of shit like, dude, that's not even your fucking kid. Why do you even do this? This and that. And you probably, like I said, you.
Years ago, that kind of like, I had to kind of like take care of that right away. But you know, after a while, like, you know, people just accepted it because they had no other.
Oh, people would tell you, huh? Like, oh, you should just leave her alone. Those are even your kids, huh?
Yeah, I remember the issues with you and my family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We like this. No, I'm kidding.
Remember that day when my aunt called you a bitch and I had to, like, grab you in midair from attacking her?
Oh, I was going to fuck her up. I remember that day. I was going to fuck her up. And you threw, like, because I fucking jumped from one couch to another and you grabbed me and you, like, flipped me, like pushed me over. But I just needed a little bit. I would have had her. I was so mad at you.
I remember I had to do the air and your legs were still
going. I know. Your grandma was like, oh, he's so strong. I was like, put me down. I was like, oh, yeah, that's crazy. And not you. You got along with everybody in my family. They all love you. Now you know who's the fucking crazy one. Well, no, your aunt was fucking crazy. That bitch was crazy too. What the fuck? Let's own it. Let's own crazy to crazy. What do you think's gonna happen when you put crazy to crazy?
Yeah, I mean, she was using the same stuff we were using.
Yeah. And then want to talk shit. Like, the fuck? A drug addict talk about another drug addict? Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but no, like I said, like, I talk about you a lot. Everybody's like, oh, why do you put his shit on blast? Like, what the fuck is David? David's not going anywhere. Like, no, that's what I do. I throw positive energy to the universe. That's all you can do. Because why negative? That shit already happened. And I'm always going to be proud. Like, I hate people calling me. Like, what the fuck? Like, what do you think is going to happen? Like, what am I going to say to these weirdos? Because I get my, what's it called? I got a lot of followers, but, like, they're fucking weird.
Like, I don't know. That's what
Like, who calls? Like, well, what are we going to talk about? I don't even know you.
Yeah, I mean,
remember all the phone calls?
It's hard for me because I wouldn't just deal with it. You know, I would just be like, all right, you know, this sounds kind of weird. I'm not going to, like, you know.
Yeah. I'm so involved. You're on my page.
Yeah.
You know, like, who the hell do you think you are? Yeah, no. But, yeah, so me and you've been through a lot. You helped me raise Elijah, Miss Elijah, who's going away to college. I should be going to Texas in September. Oh, that's what I was going to look up. Did I send you the information for the comedy?
What?
For the comedy with Cassidy?
Oh, I thought it was Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Tuesday was Cassidy. Yeah, so we have a comedy show on Tuesday. The next Tuesday, every Tuesday of this month. We're going to have Oh, yeah, we also have Flappers, right? Right? Oh, my goodness. All these little events coming up. See, I need my manager back. Now you're back. What? My manager don't play. She only takes cash. Don't Venmo her. Oh, you're a great manager.
Yeah.
What I can remember of it, but.
I know, me too.
Dude, you would get business done, though. Like, this shit would get done. Like, we would be at a comedy club, fucking did all this, and, like, And you see me at my worst, and you see me at my highest. But the worst is comedy place that I think, oh, I know, you already know what it is.
Yeah, I know.
You already know, like, the Clown House, I fumbled, you know? But, yeah. I was done with comedy. It was over. And no, yeah, like we, America's Got Talent didn't even help out. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. You don't remember that.
4 days later, I still don't remember.
I know. Like, I had to tell you all about it.
I think I cried about it. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I was.
But you don't remember being there at all.
I don't. I don't remember any of it. I just remember making it like to the last stages and then talking to a family with a son. And he, I think the mom was telling me about the, what do you have?
I remember you were tripping out on all the acrobat people. Like, you're like, what am I, these people are doing flips everywhere. And that was like the comment you kept making, like, you know, what am I doing where all these people doing flips everywhere?
Yeah, because they were doing weird shit. And I was just like, what am I going to do? Like, how can I compare myself to a person that's standing on their fucking one finger or doing a backflip? Like, how do I compare myself? At that point, like, I'm setting myself up failure. Like, and that's when the Xanax came along. Oh, 4 days later. You know?
I mean, that was just another day for us.
Yeah. It is.
Like one more day. We went to so many places.
No, I know. We've been through a lot, and like I said, not a lot of people get along with their exes. You and me will be friends forever. Like I always tell you, I'm going to be your best man at your wedding, or you're going to be my best man, or who knows? Maybe when you're 80, I might marry you. I don't know. Who knows? But one thing we know, we're not messing anything up. Like, I love the bond that we have, the respect, the communication, the you there for my daughters. Like, you know, as long as my daughters are happy, you know, that's all that matters. I don't fuck what anybody says or, like, how they feel about it or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all those, like, you know, when they were little, when they had to go to the doctor, to the emergency room, or...
Her seizures, yeah. Yeah. No, I know. That's what I said. I have this mad respect for you. Not a lot of men do that. Not a lot of men fight for their kids. Not a lot of men step it up for somebody else's kids. And you did. And you were battling your own issues. But you were still there. You still got up. Like, half of your brain was like, I got to feed the kids. I got to take, you know what I mean? Like, they have a school project due. Like, you were on it.
Yeah.
That's one thing I got to give it to you. No matter how drunk you were, you always remembered everything.
Yeah. That was a good, I mean, I also liked to, like, read.
You guys were funny because she would dance and you would get frustrated.
She would, like, her eyes would be on the page reading, but her legs would be dancing.
That was her. And you were like, Elijah, Elijah. And she thought you were the funniest thing, you know? But yeah. I guess, it's almost going to be time to go. So I'm going to wrap things up. I appreciate you and you spending time talking, and there's going to be more conversations. Like I said, I'll call you here and there and always call the show, whatever. Let us know about Texas. We got Texas representing.
Yeah. Okay.
You're not Texas. Notice Tijuana.
Cool. Yeah. Call me if you need to remember something. I'll remember for you.
Now I'm going to call you if I need cash up. All right, take care. I'll call you later. I'll call you on the way home because you know I'm going to talk shit. All right, bye. So, yeah, guys, that was David, a big part of my life. We'll know more about him as we go by. Like I said, he's a big part. He's an ex. We've been through hell and back. I don't even know how we're still friends, how, like, for some reason God kept us together. Like, I want nothing but the best for this guy. Like, I want him to have the perfect wife, the perfect, you know, I want him to have kids. Like, that's how much love I want him to have. And like I said, he's always going to be part of my life. A lot of people are not going to understand that. Which I don't care. As long as my kids are happy, my kids come first. And my daughter, that's all she knows is David. So yeah, that's what it is. So, we'll be definitely bringing him more on. Don't forget my comedy shows on Tuesday. Let's see. Tuesday at 8. What's it? Tuesday at 8 on Magnolia Street in Fountain Valley. But I'll put it up on my website, crystal_Ibarra, IBARRA 24. And then my TikTok is at Crystal Ibarra 24. So CrystalIbarra 24. So yeah, that's our TikTok. And Facebook is Crystal underscore Ibarra 24. So go ahead, feel free to get at me. Any questions? Don't forget our car show is on the 13th at Suavecito, right there on First Street in Santa Ana. And yeah, so hopefully you guys have a good 4th of July. We'll be back after the 4th of July, and hugs and pieces. Always keep it humble. Love and respect, Christy Barr.
You're listening to Anything Goes with the gorgeous Missy Barra, with your host, Crystal Ibarra, only on LA Talk Radio.